morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. Whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time, we are so glad you have found your way here to this worshiping community. And a way you can learn more about how we are church together is to check out your bulletin. It is full of opportunities for worship, fellowship, mission, and learning opportunities. If you have any questions about worship this morning or any of the announcements in your bulletin, don't hesitate to ask someone around you. There will also be an elder standing at the communion table following worship this morning. I'm going to make two announcements about worship. I'll make one now and one at the very end of our announcement time. The first announcement has to do with those doves that are in. Everyone keeps, what are these for? So here's what they are for. We are in the season of Lent, and our theme for Lent is connecting in the wilderness. And one of the ways that we are going to connect to one another, to God, and to our world is through prayer. And each and every week during the season of Lent, you will find a white dove in your bulletin. You are invited to write a prayer down. And once you've written your prayer down, you are invited to come up to the tree that is here, and you may leave your prayer and take a prayer with you to be in prayer for over that next week. So you can do that. Someone has already asked, well, when do we do it? You are welcome to place and take a prayer during the passing of the peace, if you would like, or any time before and after worship. So make your way to the tree, and I'll remind you each week to leave a prayer and take someone else's prayer with you. You do not have to put your name on it. In fact, unless you want to, you are encouraged just to leave it anonymous. God knows, and that's all that matters. So that is what the doves are for. Also, one other announcement, given that this is the season of Lent, fish banks are out. Kids, if you weren't in church last Sunday, your Sunday school teachers have extra fish banks. And if you are a very big kid, I will not put an age limit on that, and you would like to participate with fish banks, ushers will also have them at the doors, and you're welcome to take one as you leave. Everyone is welcome to participate in fish banks. So we've got a few announcements. Tom.
Good morning. A couple of announcements today. First of all, we have started the Lenten Wall of Food. It's right outside this wall, right behind the pipe organ. And if you're not sure what to bring, just look along the string. We've got all of the things labeled that we could use. And believe it or not, we need this now more than ever before. It always strikes me as unbelievable when you hear that Rochester, New York is really one of the leaders among poverty among our citizens here. So there's a great need for food at the food cupboards. Secondly, Guatemala. We're planning our next trip down there. It's going to be July 11th through the 19th, or something like that, Saturday to Sunday, 11th through the 19th, I believe. And you're all welcome to come and join us. We're going to be going with Batavia Presbyterian Church once again. We received a beautiful grant from the Genesee Valley Presbytery, and we've got that project underway down there, so it's a great opportunity for you to come down there and experience the people and the country and the culture and see what Gates Presbyterian and Batavia churches are doing down there. And if your heart says yes but your wallet says no, we do have some scholarships available, so don't let that stop you. Feel free to come and speak to me about that, and we'd love to have you join us. Thank you.
Good morning. Our next spiritual journey, End of Life Issues, begins next Sunday, March 8th at 1 p.m. in the Adult Lounge. It will be a panel discussion featuring Reverend Melissa, Reverend Katie about memorial services, Jim Gray about funerals, and Norma Polizzi about finances. Tickets will be on sale today and next week. The next leg of the journey is on Sunday, March 15th in the Adult Lounge. And it will be a workshop on grieving, palliative care with Bridget Wollers, and hospice, Light refreshments will be served at this workshop. And then the final leg will be on Sunday, April 12th, when Melissa and Katie will discuss the promise of life after death. We hope that you will join us. Thank you.
Good morning. Junior highs tonight, 6 p.m. to 8. We're meeting here at the church to go to Sky Zone. Bring $15. And you have parents, they have to have the waiver filled out on the website. And please bring your Sky Zone socks if you have them.
Thank you. And now a note about worship this morning. I am sure you have noticed the very springy green shirts that are on some of our worship leaders this morning. And we are, myself, Brandon Faulkner, Rachel Molina, Laura Keeling, and adult advisors Beth Molina and Mary Hadley, set out on a journey on February 14th, before the snowstorms hit, to a very wonderful place that is dear in the life of this congregation's heart, to Negril, Jamaica. And we set out to work with the three congregations whom we have a long-standing mission relationship with. And what a joy it was for myself to be on this trip, first time as a leader of a youth mission trip, but second time in partnership with our friends in Jamaica. And we set out to work with the basic school, or the preschool, that is part of the Green Island congregation. We worked in the Santoy Church, painting and painting and painting. And we also worked with St. Anthony's Soup Kitchen. We actually worked with the clothing closet and did some cleaning and reorganizing of the clothes there. This was a very important trip for both Gates Presbyterian Church and the churches in Jamaica, because this was our first trip without Reverend Carol Ann Strawbridge, the associate pastor who here at GPC had been so instrumental in forming this relationship. Reverend Margaret Fowler, who was pastor of the three churches in Jamaica, she had changed jobs about 2 years ago, and they have a new pastor there, the Reverend Kimberly Hines. She has been there for about 2 years, and so this really was an important trip for both, for all the congregations to see how does this relationship change and flourish with this major transition. And I can tell you that flourish, it is doing. It is flourishing in so many wonderful ways. Kimberly and I had great conversations about how we are going to move this relationship forward. And we're really hoping that Reverend Hines will be able to make a trip to come visit with us sometime in the near future. So on our trip for the week, we also took the Lenten theme of connecting in the wilderness. And each evening, as our group gathered back in the thatch house for devotionals, we talked about what it means to connect in the wilderness. We opened each evening by sharing our wilderness moments. And of course, if there were any questions, the answer was always Jesus. And we experience God's presence and Jesus guiding us in our work throughout the week. And we thank you all for your prayers and your support, for your donations of toothbrushes and monetary gifts that continue to make this mission partnership happen. And so this morning, worship will be led by all of the Jamaica participants from the trip, from the very beginning of worship to the end, including communion this morning. We will be sharing our experiences and praising God in thanksgiving for this opportunity. And if you would like to learn a little bit more about the experience in an unedited form, you are welcome to join us in the adult lounge following worship for second hour, where we will all be sharing a little bit more in-depthly about our experience there. So please, please join us. And now, let us join our hearts, our minds, our entire selves together to worship God.
Please stand, if able, for the call to worship. Only the hungry search for bread. Only the thirsty look for water. Only those who ache for connection will pursue it. Only those who yearn for a deeper life will seek it.
This is a place for those who ache and yearn for something more.
So let us gather from the wilderness of our world with our hunger and thirst, our heartfelt yearning for connection.
Because God said, yes, life is better than life. Our lips will taste, our eyes will see.
Please join me in your prayer confession written in the bulletin. When lost in the wilderness of selfish ways, O God, we confess our tendencies to shut out the needs of the world. We turn away from our global neighbors. We do not care for the needs of the earth. We feed eagerly at the banquet of judgment and retribution. When parched by disconnection, we drink deeply from the fountains of self-pity and pettiness. Forgive us, God.
Spirit of God's peace blows in and through each one of us, and we share expressions of that peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you. And if you would please stand and share those signs of peace with one another. Coldness.
Peace be with you. with you.
Awesome.
And as folks find their ways back to your seats, the children are invited to come forward. The children are invited to come forward. Hello.
Good morning, guys. We went to this awesome place called Jamaica, and this is a map of Jamaica. We were all the way over here in the grill. We worked in another place called Green Island, which is about 20 minutes north of us. We also worked in Santoy, which is not on this map. And we worked with a bunch of little kids just like you guys, some old, some young. And we also went to this awesome church, Santoy, where we had to paint their sanctuary. Ours would be pretty hard to paint because we have a bunch of bricks all around. But theirs was a straight wall. We had to paint that, and we painted these other rooms, and it was an awesome experience.
All right. How many people like bubbles? I like bubbles.
How many people? So do the kids at Green Island.
Yeah.
I really like bubbles.
Do you guys like to braid hair? I know the boys probably don't, but I'm sure you girls do.
Yeah. I see you, Chloe. I see you like to braid hair.
So a lot of the kids that we worked with, we blew bubbles with them, and they braided our hair, and it was really awesome to see because they're big kids like us and younger kids like you, and it brings unity to everything.
Another really awesome thing to see is that when we were at Green Island, the group last year painted a bunch of different characters, like Dora and Elmo and, let's see, yep,
Cookie
Elmo.
Monster.
Big Bird, Cookie Monster.
Doc McStuffins.
Oh, yeah, and they really wanted to show us all of them. A lot of them said their favorites were Dora, and then they sang us the song from Dora. They were adorable. Yep. And it was really interesting to see, how the work that we did in the years before are still like acknowledged and are still very special to them now. You have a question, Will?
No.
No? You just wanted to raise your hand?
I have a wobble bubble.
A wobble bubble? That's awesome. I think they would have really enjoyed that. They really wanted to play with our bubbles. So much so that some of us almost fell on the ground. It doesn't pop.
Do you guys want to say a prayer with us? Okay. Dear God, Thank you. For kids everywhere. Amen.
Amen.
You guys can go to your classes.
Hi. How are you doing? What you got? Cool. Hi, friends.
First scripture reading comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 32, verses 16 through 20. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness abide in the fruitful field. The effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness and trust forever. My people will abide in a peaceful habitation, in secure dwellings and quiet resting places. The forest will disappear completely, and the city will be utterly laid low. Happy will you be to sow beside every stream, who let the ox and donkey range freely. So is the word of the Lord.
second scripture reading today is Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you. As in a dry and weary land where there is no water, so I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory, because your steadfast love is better than life. My lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift my hands up and call on your name. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I think of you on my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword, and they shall be prey for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall exult, for the mouths of liars will be stopped.
Well, good morning, everybody. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Brandon. I am a senior at Christ Athena High School. And a week ago, I got back from Jamaica, an amazing and warm experience. I gained a new understanding for the song, Rise and Shine and Give God Your Glory, Glory, and having to be at the airport at 4 a.m. And at the airport, in a few short hours, I'll be on a plane for Jamaica. My first plane, might I add. While in Jamaica, I was able to jump inside a new culture, one that lives off the land and is thankful for every moment. The week was eye-opening, but one day in particular stood out to me. Tuesday. We went to Green Island Basic School to educate the kids about oral hygiene and to brush their teeth at least twice a day and all that jazz. We taught them this cool song about brushing their teeth all around. Afterwards, they sang, yelled a few songs to us. We then gave them these cute little kits with a toothbrush, toothpaste, and floss. And I saw these kids light up. They got so excited because they were getting these things. And even if they didn't realize it was healthy for them, that part doesn't matter. What does is that these kids are going to grow up healthier and stronger. After that, all six of us went outside and blew bubbles for all these children. They loved it. They must have seen me as a jungle gym or something, almost knocking me over in the process. Holding onto my hands, they were dragging me all around the building, showing me the characters on the side of the school and where they played. I played some soccer with them, headbutting the ball, kicking it all around. They were happy. I was happy because they were happy. Then one of the teachers rang the time to come in bell. I'm like, no, I'm having too much fun. As we left the school, the children were all around waving goodbye. I thought to myself, what I did today made a difference. Just like all the other work projects, yes, but this I saw in the faces of children, God's children. Their laughter, their joy, they're never going to forget us. And as it said in Psalm 63, my soul was satisfied as with a rich feast.
Good morning. I'm Beth Molina. Our travel day began with rushing to the wonderful Rochester Airport, driving through the ice and snow to meet at 4 a.m. Yes, 4 a.m. We were thrust into a sea of people saying goodbye to loved ones as they left the area for nicer climbs. Our anticipation was high. Warm weather, sunshine, and unique experiences were just around the bend. My reflection this week begins with our wilderness moments around points of transition. I left Rochester with its 1-degree weather to embrace Jamaica with 80-degree weather. This transition was not so tough. As a working mom with a full-time job and 2 very active teenagers, a typical day is spent keeping schedules of appointments for myself, for the girls. Time is a commodity here. In Jamaica, we use the term ish to define our schedule. Breakfast will be around 8-ish. Lloyd would show up to bring us to our work site at 9-ish. Devotions would start at 8:30-ish. longer-ish if Purdue is on. Time is not a commodity in Jamaica. As Lloyd, our driver and friend, drove us through the areas of Negril to Green Island and Santoy, he would point out different things like the flowers and the fruit trees. As we stopped in at traffic lights and drove through the smaller towns, it became apparent that a van full of six white people was a bit of an oddity. And through the week, we acknowledged the feeling and realization that we were indeed in the minority. The next wilderness moments I have revolve around points of wonder. The landscape was a combination of beauty, richness, and poverty. A large gated home would sit right next to a small shack amid all the flowers and the trees and the bushes. The expressions on the Green Island children's faces as they entered worship on Sunday morning and found six strangers, three of them youth, actively participating in service. One little girl who sat in the front row spent the majority of the service swiveled around, her eyes just huge, staring at us. In a congregation of 25 to 30 people total, six strangers in worship was a very unique experience. The absolutely marvelous feeling of having a pile of 3 to 5 year olds hug you, laugh with you, sing with you, play with you, and braid your hair. The delight in their faces as they show you all the wonders that surround them at the Green Island Basic School, and the joy in our faces as we see the positive impact that our relationship with this community has brought. We colored with the children, we read stories, and Brandon and I sang the toothbrushing song no less than 9 times. The children also sang for us, "We Are Climbing Jacob's Ladder" and "Jesus on the Telephone" were great favorites of the children and new favorites of mine. If I could sum up the children in 2 words, it would be joyful enthusiasm. My feeling of camaraderie at the church in Santoy as we arrive to work for the day, and we find that the Women's Center has already been arranged with everything pulled away from the walls, ready for us, prepared for our arrival. Barbie, a longtime GPC friend, helped us organize our paint and the workers, and Paul, a painter by trade and a member of the Santoy Church, helped us roll the walls. Children and youth just kind of showed up, grabbed paintbrushes, wanted to paint with us. My helpers were Alex and Barian, 2 eager boys around 10 years old. Teaching them how to paint was a wonderful experience. It seemed that the entire congregation we met during the Sunday services just showed up to the church. If they weren't painting, they were cleaning or sitting and chatting with us and getting to know us. The ladies of the congregation prepared our lunch. The awesome meal was a home-cooked traditional Jamaican meal, and it was the best food we had for the trip. The Santoy portion of our experience was a community painting party, Jamaican style. I'm happy to be invited back to a party like that any day. A final note in closing. We had many fun moments that will remain with us as a group, inside jokes, a list of our wilderness moments, the more you know moments, and the things that make you go, huh, you know. There was one thing that started to be a funny response that remained our theme through the week. One of the youth would say, "I have a question." And Melissa's response always was, "The answer is always Jesus." And while that is funny, the fact is true. We saw Jesus every day.
Hi, I'm Laura Keeling. I was one of the youth that went on the trip. The theme for the week was connecting to the world in the wilderness. And it's hard to grasp that sunny skies, sandy beaches, and temperatures above freezing could be considered wilderness at all. It kind of sounds like paradise to me. But I learned that wilderness can mean going out of your comfort zone, trying new food, or just experiencing someone else's culture. And that brings me to the part about connecting to the world. On our first day, we attended 2 different church services, all day, one in Green Island and one in Santoy. And at the Green Island Church, we are invited to take communion with them, with the whole congregation. The bread was passed around in a similar manner as we do here at GPC. Then we were served our grape juice wine out of the same platter that we use here. Reverend Kimberly then told us in the same way that Melissa tells us the reasons why we share communion meal. And this was eye-opening to me because of how connected we already were to this church, and they were just a congregation full of strangers. It amazed me how a simple thing such as taking a communion meal could unify God's people in such a way. I learned that the most important part of a trip like this isn't always the work you do. It's the people you meet and the connections you make and the friends who will always stay in your heart forever.
This being the 13th trip for me in the Jamaican Mission Project, it may be a little crazy to feel, but it was a wilderness trip for me, basically from what Melissa said. It was the first trip I had traveled without Carol Ann. So I went into the trip with a number of questions. What would the experience be like? What would the relationship with Green Island and Santoy be like? Would I be open to new ways and new experiences being in this trip? Would the program be sustainable moving forward? Would there be work to do? And how would we make it happen in the future? So the good news is throughout the week, as you've heard through these experiences, all those questions were answered in a very positive way, as old connections were reaffirmed, and we made some new connections during the week in the communities of Green Island, Negril, and Santoy. Some of those key connections bridging the past to the present and to the future, I'll talk about now. One was Lloyd. You've heard about Lloyd. He's our driver. He's been there since the beginning. Honestly, he must be the safest driver in all of Jamaica, and he's ours. And for anyone who's been to Jamaica, you'll know how meaningful that is. So that was a wonderful comfort to have Lloyd with us. However, he's struggling a little bit with some health issues, and we experienced that last year in a number of times when he couldn't be with us throughout the week. So it was a little worrisome to see how he was going to be with us this week or when we were in Jamaica. And he was with us most every day, but on the one or two days when he wasn't able to be with us, he shared with us a couple of other drivers that could be backups. And that was incredibly valuable because they were also safe and wonderful tour guides as well. So that was a wonderful bridge into our future. Lloyd also showed us some things that I had never seen before, having been in Jamaica. He took us to an active lighthouse, and he also took us to a place that had caves right on the cliffs on the west end where we stayed. So we had a lot of fun with those new experiences shared from Lloyd. And then he also provided some tips about how to travel with taxis and what to pay and all those things you don't really know about and can be caught in a bad way when you don't know. So Lloyd was a wonderful reaffirming connection for us. The basic school. It's funny because every year, no matter who goes down there, these kids, they just love us. And they're so appreciative of coming, no matter what our color, size, age. They just always embrace us in a really fun way. And the basic school and the church are really connected. You've seen pictures, they're side by side. And so it's never really been quite clear how we schedule work through the two entities and how they're related. And this was a great trip in the fact that Melissa had an opportunity to really sort out how do we plan work for the school versus work for the church and who to talk to. So that was a wonderful, affirming path forward connection for us. And there was no doubt about it. There is so much work to be done there for the future that I think we have enough trips for way into the future for work. The Green Island Church itself is really stable with Kimberly there, and a number of the congregational members have stepped up. There's Pastor Cooper there, so that when Kimberly can't be there to preach because she has three churches, Pastor Cooper can run the service. And it's nice to have that stability back in the Green Island Church So another connection for us moving forward. Lynette Lynch is a person who helped us as Margaret transitioned out of the Negril charge, and we really were sort of left with nobody helping us to plan work for our teams a few years ago. And Lynette is an American who has repatriated down into Jamaica, and she's part of the Negril Rotary. And the Rotary down there is incredibly active. They're doing amazing work. And she's the one who actually got us connected with the St. Anthony's Kitchen and Thrift Shop. So we reaffirmed that relationship with Lynette, but we also expanded it by meeting a woman by the name of Joan, who's also in the Rotary. And one of the things we did a few years ago was visit the Hanover Education Institute, which serves students who are aged out of high school but want to get that high school degree. So having that relationship with Lynette and now Joan that Melissa met, we have the opportunity to go back to the HEI and participate in the future as a project. And then Santoy. Santoy is so special because it's where our project started with this relationship way back when. I don't know if you remember, but the first group tore down the church with sledgehammers, and then the next year the church was built, but we had to paint it from scratch. And then the Women's Center was added, and we painted that. So we've been there a number of times, and for me it was full circle because the first year I went there, in the same way that we had kids painting with us this time, we had kids painting with us then. Those kids are now 19, 20, 21, 22. And they came back to the church. Not only did they work with us, but they really sat and conversed with us. And it was just a wonderful opportunity to, again, reaffirm that connection now that they're adults moving into the adulthood of that congregation. And with technology the way it is now, we have an opportunity to once and for all stay connected through all those technology channels. And Santoy as a church is also growing. Their youth program has really... I saw more young men in the church than I've ever seen there, and same with children. So it's nice to have Santoy, again, as another stable ground for us to be able to go and be in fellowship and have continued work. And then the last connection for me that was very important was a connecting thread, and that was Barbie. You've heard about Barbie. He's led our work for many years. And in all of the years I've been down there, he's only been associated with Green Island. So the fact that he traveled to Santoy to help lead our work was very comforting because it gave me the assurance that Barbie will travel with us anywhere and help us with our work. And that's important because we may think we know what we're doing when we go down there, but honestly, how you buy supplies, what supplies you need, how you do the work, you know, it needs to be done the Jamaican way. So having somebody like Barbie is real important in terms of us being able to be successful and do things in a non-arrogant sort of way, if you will. So it was wonderful to have Barbie kind of connect those congregations together. And Santoy certainly embraced him being there. I saw God in each person who was part of our experience throughout the week. Brandon, Laura, and Rachel were amazingly open to this experience. It's always fun to watch you all be out of your comfort zones and in an environment that's so different. And they were a really fun and easygoing group. And Melissa was a tremendous and fearless leader, tackling all the elements of this trip for the first time in many cases. And Beth provided wonderful advisor leadership, camaraderie, and she's a hard worker. So that was really helpful as we were trying to get all that painting done and everything. So coming back to Rochester brought a different kind of wilderness experience in moving from white sand to white snow. But I felt that GPC had successfully come through the wilderness of the next generation of the Jamaica Senior High work project. Praise God.
Good morning. My name is Rachel Molina, and I am a senior at the high school right over there, Gates Chile. So, yes, when we started our Jamaican trip, 4 a.m. was not my friend, nor was the snow. I'm not a fan of snow, and I walked out there in sandals. Don't do that. It's cold. But when we started and we actually got there, I was automatically starstruck. It was very beautiful, very warm, and there was a lot of nice people, and we had just walked out of the airport. I wasn't expecting it, but it was a very unique experience. Later that night, we started a little segment of sorts that our before group, we had what we called our wilderness moments of the day, and we explained what we thought was strange, what we ate that day that we thought was new, just about anything. One of my wilderness moments of that week was when I noticed the relationship change between Laura, Brandon, myself, and the youth at the Santoy Church. When we first met the congregation of Santoy, we had just walked in, they had just started their service. I thought it was a little strange to see a bunch of white people walking in, late, mind you. Ish was very strong. And they didn't really know who we were. Well, that is until Mary walked in. Or should I say Sister Mary? As they knew exactly who she was. They might not have known who we were, but as soon as they saw Mary, they welcomed us with open arms. After the service, during their very delicious reception, we all got to talk a little more and meet the different women of the church, like Miss Rita. She's kind of like the know. She's in the know. If you don't have a question, ask Rita. She'll give you an answer. She also makes very good chicken. She was one of the ladies who helped with a meal that we had on Thursday and Friday. But the youth were a little worrisome about us. They didn't really know who we were. A lot of us thought we were 20s, 23, 24, when in all actuality, we're 17 and 18 years old. They had no clue. However, the first little boy to talk to us was named Rasheem, no older than 5, the most adorable laugh with these big, dark brown doe eyes. Very innocent, really wanted to get to know us all. He was very quick when it came to his words, and we didn't really know what he was saying most of the time. But when we asked him if he knew what a fist bump was, he was very clear in making sure that he had no clue as to what we were talking about. We didn't really think anything of it at the time, because it's literally just, psh. I don't know. So we taught him, and he thought it was the awesomest thing in the world. And we didn't realize it at the time, but the other little boys of that church were watching us. And when we went back on Thursday, the other boys that my mom recognized, Alex and Barian, that's how they greeted me, with a fist bump. Huh. I didn't know that they were watching us at the time. I just thought Rasheem maybe told them. Nope. He just laughed and said, "That was you. You taught them." Oh. Yes, the art of the fist bump. I didn't realize that it would connect us with them in a way. It made them open up, help them get to know us better. We got to hang out with them, play, do some painting. Ish for the painting. They really wanted to show us around the grounds more often. So I went and saw Jordan's goat, the hen and chicken coop that they had, where Rasheem and another little girl named Maisha liked to hit the fence and scare them away. They didn't like that very much. Or the little cats. One of them had just had kittens, and they were all very small still. They didn't like that we were coming around either, so we kind of got out of there. But not only did we get to know them better, but they got to know myself, Laura, and Brandon a lot better as well. They realized that we were not in our 20s, and we were the same age as them, for the most part. I'm not 5, but close enough. Or they realized that, yes, the woman, the blonde woman who was painting, was my mother. No, I was not adopted, but yes, she was my mother. And that I have a little sister. I don't know. They thought it was almost strange that they thought we were so different from them at the beginning, when in all actuality we were just the same. It was a fist bump. A fist bump that opened the door that allowed us to acknowledge each other and get to know each other better, and allowed us to develop a deeper relationship with the different kids of the church. A fist bump. By the end of our trip to Santoy, they didn't want us to leave. Multiple hugs, lots of fist bumps, naturally. But one of the girls that I had mentioned earlier, Maisha, she didn't want us to leave, and she started calling me her big sister. That was a different experience. Clearly I have a younger sister, but to be called big sister by another girl and have her cry when I was leaving was not something I was accustomed to. And to think, all this started over, like I said, a simple fist bump. Psh, mind blown. I didn't think that would happen, but it did. I was also asked to come back, and I will definitely try my hardest to come back. I've also kept in touch with a couple of them. Thank you, Facebook. Yeah, I don't know. The relationships I've developed there will last a lifetime, and I hope to keep it that way.
Thanks be to God. What amazing stories of connection between our congregations here and our congregations in the Negril Charge. And one closing story to share with you about this connection is that as we walked into the Santoy Church, and I know if some of you are looking at your time, don't worry, we'll stay below Jamaican time. Worship there is an hour and 45 minutes, so we'll stay on this side of that. But as we walked into the church in Santoy, we were all handed hymnals. And we all started looking at each other, and someone said, "These look like our old ones." And I said, "They are." And the looks on our faces, that connection, those hymnals, the ways in which God brings us together, we give thanks. And we also give thanks for the ways in which we are brought together through our Reformed traditions and our history together. And as we continue our year of confessions here at Gates Presbyterian Church, we take up a new one this morning. This is the most recent of the official confessions added to our Book of Confession, the Brief Statement of Faith. We're going to read section 4. You'll find that on page 38. Of your hymnal, the purple hymnals now. Why don't we all stand together? And you'll see that little red number 4, and we'll read to where it says, "Come, Lord Jesus." Let us share together in these words. We trust in God, the Holy Spirit, everywhere the giver and renewer of life. The Spirit justifies us by grace through faith, sets us free to accept ourselves and to love God and neighbor, and binds us together with all believers in the one body of Christ, the Church. The same Spirit who inspired the prophets and apostles rules our faith and life in Christ through Scripture, engages us through the word proclaimed, claims us in the waters of baptism, feeds us with the bread of life and the cup of salvation, and calls women and men to all ministries of the Church. In a broken and fearful world, the Spirit gives us courage to pray without ceasing, to witness among all peoples to Christ as Lord and Savior, to unmask idolatries in church and culture, to hear the voices of people's long silence, and to work with others for justice, freedom, and peace. In gratitude to God, empowered by the Spirit, we strive to serve Christ in our daily tasks and to live holy and joyful lives, even as we watch for God's new heaven and new earth, praying, "Come, Lord Jesus." You may be seated.
God. A note about the communion liturgy this morning. As Laura mentioned in her sharing, communion was a very important part of our week together, and I challenged our group a bit to not only participate in communion as we celebrated it together as a group at the end of the week with taking of the bread and the cup, they also participated in writing of the liturgy. So this morning, parts of the liturgy were written by the Jamaican youth team. Friends, our Savior invites those to trust him to share the feast which he has prepared.
Guests are invited first. You are welcome to the table.
Care was put into this meal.
There is enough for everybody.
Jesus said, I do this for you.
Jesus welcomes us all here.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is a right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right to give our thanks and praise to you, Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth. In ancient days, you created the brightness of the sun, the cycles of the moon, the blueness of the sea, wind-swept palm trees, and lush green rainforest canopies. You created the multiplicity of humanity with our complexity of color and culture, yet call us into the oneness of being through your Son, Jesus Christ. And so we join our voices with all those who seek to connect with you in the wilderness of life, calling upon you with hope.
Holy, 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 God our God, heaven and earth behold your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who provides the way of sin and death. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, O Christ, for coming to us as a little child, to live baptized in the wilderness of our own broken world. Embodying God's desire to share the grace with all people, you showed us we can all have a second desire to share grace with the people and chances. When we misunderstood the ways you wanted us to live, you taught us new ways to love. Knowing you are with us, even in death, gives us the strength to connect to one another and to you. As we remember his life and death, as we come to the table of the resurrection, we speak of that mystery we call faith.
Christ died, witness to the world. Christ rose, loving God with all that he was. Christ will come, blessing us forever.
Send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and cup, O God, simple gifts from the creation, which graces us with your life, and upon all those who gather around this table in many places and times. And fed with the finest wheat, may we go forth to fill the lives of all whose emptiness imprisons them. Having tasted the cup of joy, may we bring sweet honey of hope to those parched by despair. And welcomed without question to your table of grace, may we open our hearts to all who feel forsaken by the wilderness of this world. God, you deserve all glory, honor, praise, and thanksgiving. It is yours. And we come to this table to celebrate together. Amen. And we give thanks that Jesus, having faith in those gathered his friends around a very similar table, and on the night before he gave himself to the authorities, before his death, so that those who were gathered might remember and to know that God's bread gives strength. He took common bread just as he takes us, very common people, and made it holy. And we remember that God's bread gives strength. And he asks that we repeat this act again and again, and he did so by saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Take, eat, do this in remembrance of me." And knowing that we cannot live by bread alone, he took the cup as he did the bread, and he poured it, so that we might remember the sound, smell, the taste. And he shared it among us, saying, "This is faith made new. Faith you wouldn't even know how to ask for. Faith that will surprise you, sustain you. Drink and do this in remembrance of me." And so when we break bread and drink this cup, we give thanks for the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ, the promises of new life, and faith to hope anew. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us celebrate together. is the body of Christ broken for each and every one of us. Taste the goodness of God's grace.
Holy One, in the eternal, uneasy ebb and flow of our wilderness lives, May these simplest offerings remain constant, good, and full of grace. May they remind us of who we are and whose we are, and sustain us as we journey on in the world. Amen.
And at this time, I invite if you have any prayers of joy or prayers of concern that you would like to share, I ask that you do keep them brief this morning, but if you have one, please raise your hand, and an usher will be around with a microphone.
Dick Stewart. Christy and I'd like to thank you for your prayers and thoughts for our daughter, Sheila. She took a very nasty fall about 6 weeks ago on the ice. We weren't sure what was going to happen because she lost her eyesight. She lost her feeling and movement for a very short time, which returned. And she's gaining strength. And she's now able to chase around two kids around the house and manage that. So that's a good sign. Thank you.
Thanks be to God.
Janice Bilalovic. I'd like prayers for two people. My sister-in-law had surgery on Tuesday for the fourth time, hoping that this time it works. George's sister, Chris, has lung cancer and is going into St. John's on Tuesday for hospice care.
Prayers for both of them.
Prayers for my brother, Bill, who was suffering from complications from surgery that he had done 9 years ago, and he faces more surgery.
Prayers for Bill.
I just want to say a quick thank you for Nancy Hasselhoff for making us drawstring bags for the Jamaica trip. A thank you to Tracy Berkovich for sending us down with a good supply of M&Ms, and they're all gone. And thank you to everyone for writing in our prayer cards and for keeping us in your prayers, and it kept us safe, so thank you.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Don Robertson. I just want to ask prayers for my good friend Mike, whose son had a brain aneurysm last night, and he's in the hospital on life support.
Prayers for Mike and his family. And prayers from our children this morning. Prayers of joy for family coming to town and spending time with them. Prayers for good grades and for Thanksgiving, for the love of reading. For upcoming tests and joys for birthdays, prayers for an uncle recovering from surgery, prayers for a social studies teacher dealing with health issues, a family who is a little sick, prayers of joy for swimming and celebrating a dad's birthday, for going sledding, for stuffed animals, prayers for grandpas that are here and upcoming traveling trips, prayers of thanksgiving for a mom who came back from Jamaica, and prayers for lots and lots of friends. Let us continue our time together. And give you thanks that we are made in your image with such rich diversity. As we break bread together, we remember that we are one body in you. We give thanks for the relationships we have with the congregations in Jamaica. This morning we lift in prayer our brothers and sisters worshiping in Negril and Santoy and Green Island. We pray for their pastor, Reverend Kimberly Hines, for their leaders, Sister Hyacinth and Rita and May, for brothers Barbie and Paul, for their leading and guiding us in learning more about the communities that they are a part of and caring for the church buildings you have entrusted them to. We pray for the Green Island Basic School, for their principal, Andrea, the teachers and students. And thank you, God, for our ever-faithful driver, Lloyd, and be with him as he faces ongoing health issues. We give you thanks for the congregation here at GPC and their willingness to support this relationship we have, for all the prayers, resources, patience, and excitement. God, may our ongoing efforts continue to be a reflection of your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And hear the words, your Son, as he taught us to pray them together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven,
Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
And I call your attention to the screen up here, and there will be music. I'm not sure if I mentioned that. There's music that'll play with the slideshow as we celebrate this morning, our morning offering. Let us praise God together.
Let's bow our heads and pray. Creator God, though we don't always take the time to appreciate it, we have indeed seen your power and your glory. Your loving kindness lives within us every day of our lives. We are grateful to be in fellowship with our sisters and brothers in Jamaica, Guatemala, and Hungary, where we've had the opportunity to work in partnership in your name. Please continue to bless our congregation with the time and talent to be able to serve your family and our community and beyond. And bless these gifts that we humbly offer you today. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And for our closing hymn this morning, we will just sing the first three verses. So just verses 1, 2, and 3. That are in your bulletin after worship. You're welcome to leave a prayer and take a prayer, and then also join us in the adult lounge down the hallway here for more stories and time together. Friends, we give thanks for the amazing grace of God that blesses us each and every day, for Jesus, who's always the question and always the answer, and the Holy Spirit, who keeps us moving now and always. Amen.
Jesus lives again, earth can breathe again, cast the world around, moves above.
Thank you. Thank you.